These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear friends, dear meditators. Welcome back on our meditation journey. Today is day 51 out of our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. 51 meaning that we've passed the mark of the 50 of halfway there. Congratulations. I hope that you're celebrating yourself. I am definitely celebrating you. I would like to celebrate you and the challenge by offering you a 50% discount on my new upcoming course. It is an extensive course on transcendence, on meditation. We do some practice, some theory, some philosophy. So check it out. You get half price with the code below in the description to the video and in the show notes of the podcast. And you also get, if you're one of the first 100 people to sign up, a one-on-one session with myself. So check it out. And without further ado, let's start on today's meditation. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session. Usually we share a quote at the end of the meditation. Today we're going to make an exception. We've done it once before in the challenge. The reason why is, well, this explains a concept that I want you to understand before you start the meditation. It's a quote by Seneca, and he says, "The mind that is anxious about future events is miserable. The mind that is anxious about future events is miserable." I would like you to let me know in the comment section how this resonates with you. But the reason why I wanted to share this quote before the meditation today is that some people ask me, "I don't feel that I get into this transcendence. I'm trying to get to this, I'm trying to get to that. I was there once, I'm not there the second time." And basically what this means is that you're stuck in the past or yearning for the future. Don't try to replicate a sensation that you've had before, and don't try to produce a state of consciousness, a transcendental state of consciousness that you've not experienced yet. You're yearning for something that you don't really know what it is, because ultimately it is something that is very hard to describe in the systems that we have to communicate, i.e. words, phrases, paragraphs. It is a very complex human state of consciousness. It is a complex system of our existence, of life itself. To explain with words is hard enough. If you've not experienced it yet, it is like asking you to describe the taste of water to somebody that's never tasted water. So it is really important before we start these meditations to remove all expectations. Every day is different. Every meditation is different. Whatever happens, happens. You don't judge every time you brush your teeth. You just do it because it is important for the hygiene, for your hygiene, for your mouth, for your tongue, for your stomach, for your physical hygiene. Meditation is really important for our mental hygiene and for the hygiene of our souls. And so don't judge the meditation. Don't expect anything from it. Simply do it. Whatever happens, happens. Once you remove these expectations and that you bypass those concepts of time and space by being fully present here and now, in the present moment, meditating and doing nothing else, because nothing else is important right now, then you will be able to transcend and you will be able to explain better to yourself what this transcendence actually means. Okay, so sorry for the long introduction, but I think this is a really important subject so that you benefit from these experiences as much as possible. So let's move on to the meditation now, making sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation, approximately 20-25 minutes. And we settle in little by little, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your jaw. Close the eyes. And we dedicate this session to someone. It can be to anybody, to yourself, if that's what you need right now, to somebody that you don't know, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having issues with. Put your hands to the heart, either in the praying position or palms of the hand to the chest. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Come back to the sensations in your body. If you need to move, move. If you need to stretch, stretch. If you need to wiggle, wiggle. If you need to smile, smile. Don't force anything, keep it natural. Take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. And take your time now to get reacquainted to the environment around you, to the space that you're in. Really take your time. Don't jump to the next to-do list item. Stay there. Appreciate the sensation. Appreciate yourself for taking that time. This time is a gift that you give yourself. It is also a gift that you give the people that you love. So just stay there. I shared the quote with you before we started the meditation and explained to you why it is so important to apply it to our meditation practice. I'll share about it one more time. It's from Seneca, who says, "The mind that is anxious about future events is miserable." And I would like you to tell me in the comment section below, what events have you been yearning that have been making you miserable? The times you were scared of the future, where this created stress and anxiety. Thank you so much for meditating with us today. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.